energy, the key to technology. I like to talk about useful discoveries and inventions, and a recent announcement was made about a new material, which if works, could change the way we operate many of our electronics. The announcement was about a new type of material which was discovered, which is made from carbon nanotubes. Why would we care about this? The main reason is this material draws electricity from the air and uses the energy which is already all around us. Think about what it might do for us. We might be able to forget about using batteries, and our devices would always be charged. Perhaps the case of a cell phone could be made of this along with the cases of other devices, or maybe just a charger type device built into our phones and such would do the job. This just shows how much energy is in the air around us. Power sources have long been the key for anything electrical. How many times have we heard about zero-point energy and its promise to release us from battery use and even eventually from power stations? The idea there is that space contains energy, and if we can figure out how to tap into it, we can power everything on Earth. John Hutchison is a Canadian inventor I interviewed many years ago. The interview is posted on this site. He had claimed and accomplished experiments with zero-point energy and showed he could use it to move heavy objects. The military even sent a representative to watch his demonstration. He was able to move these heavy objects, but could not do it consistently. I don't know if we ever perfected this, because I am sure the results would be top secret. You can listen to the interview by clicking on this link. https://truthfacts.net/archives/johnhutchison.htm So far, the most reliable and cheapest form of energy comes from hydroelectric power. Gravity is used as the water falls onto turbo blades turning generators. If a country could have enough of these generators, they could eliminate a lot of the pollution produced from generating energy. Sure. They could also use nuclear fission, but this produces dangerous waste which lasts for hundreds of thousands of years, and there is also some degree of danger with a nuclear plant. I believe the way a civilization generates power shows how advanced they are. When I look at the human race, I see a race just getting started technologically and trying to deal with the pollution they create along with the danger. If there are other races in the universe, and I believe there are, which are more advanced than us, I am sure they will have much more efficient ways of powering their devices. If we just look around our planet and the solar system, we see energy potentials all around. Nikola Tesla apparently knew this, and it is said he invented a mobile device which used cosmic rays as a power source. One of the problems we have checking this is the fact when he died and was living in a hotel, the US government swooped in and took all his research data and papers. We may never know everything Tesla was working on. Cosmic rays would make a great source of power if we could figure out how to access them. They are in the solar wind which flows outside our planet. It has long been thought, if we could build a ship with a large enough solar sail, it would let the solar wind push it along at 456 miles per second or 1,641,600 miles per hour, which is faster than anything we have right now. Of course, there are many problems with this that would have to be solved before we could utilize this method of travel. Our sun is a powerhouse of energy, and if we could somehow utilize this power, we would need nothing else. Please don't confuse what I am saying with solar panels and things like that. I am talking about taking power directly from the sun in the form of heat, or possibly a nuclear reaction which in itself is producing the heat. A really advanced civilization would be doing just that. There might also be even more advanced civilizations using forms of power we don't even know exist right now. There has been a lot of talk about the power we waste. Just walking around produces all sorts of wasted power. Take a busy office building, for example. If they had a lot of people going in and out through revolving doors, the doors could be connected to generators. Pressure plates in the floor could also produce electricity. It probably wouldn't be enough power for everything, but it would reduce the electrical power the building had to purchase. Humans waste power all the time. Some devices, when left on, drain power even when not directly in use. These devices are called energy vampires. If one was to turn off everything not in direct use, such as cable boxes and computers to name a few, it is estimated this could reduce an electric bill as much as 20%. There are a lot of simple ways to reduce the electric bill for our homes. One of the most effective ways is to substitute LED bulbs for all bulbs used in the home. I have done this and my electric bill has gone down substantially. You can turn off lights when you are no longer in a room. Many people just leave them all on. When I was a kid, my family was very poor and they made sure the lights went out when we left a room or we got yelled at. Many people believe hot water for washing clothes is unnecessary. If you use cold water, it saves on the cost of heating the water. It has also been suggested if you don't run the dishwasher until it is full, you will save on all those extra washings. I am probably the biggest violator of the next thing, which is running your heating system too high. I like to be warm and leave the thermostat set at 72 degrees for both heating and air conditioning, but it is suggested a lower setting would save more money. Energy is one of the biggest advances our society has ever made. It has allowed us to do things which would have been unheard of before we electrified, and has led to so many other useful inventions because an energy source was available. Without energy, there would have been no advanced technology.